When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, ECRG here, back with another video. Today we're going to be talking about how I interview prep for positions in clinical research. How do I prepare for interviews to make sure that I get that job in clinical research? So the first thing I like to do is review my resume. And the reason why you want to do this is, yeah, obviously you should know the things that are on your resume because you wrote it. Or maybe you had us review it. You came to our resume review process and we beefed it up. Maybe we put some more things on there for you. We've improved your chances of getting into the clinical research job of your dreams. And maybe we even said, you know, if you're interested in becoming a part of the resume review program, you can email us at eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. Maybe we said that, but you need to review your resume after that, after we have reviewed it, because you need to make sure that you are comfortable and familiar with everything on your resume. So that when recruiters, when hiring managers, when you're meeting face-to-face in the interview process, when they ask you about those things on your resume, you're able to talk about them in a very fruitful and beneficial way to your candidacy. And the reason why you want to be as familiar with your resume as possible is because it's your resume, it's your background. Nobody should know it better but you. So that's the first thing I do is I'm gonna review my resume, make sure I know it backwards and forwards. And so a lot of times, you know, months go by without really looking at your resume or even reading your own resume, because maybe, you know, as the months go by, you add line by line or you tweak something here, tweak something there. So read through your resume a few times, make sure you're familiar with everything on there. And that's going to really help you in the interview when they ask you about specific things you have on your resume. Because a lot of the times, if you have something interesting on your resume, they're going to ask about it. I once had a client email me for a resume review program, actually. And I'm forgetting your name, but you'll know it when I say this. She actually worked in the FBI. She was an FBI special agent. And I thought that was completely awesome. This was a while ago now. This was probably one of my first few clients. She was an FBI special agent. So I'm sure you can imagine, you don't see with that on people's resumes that often. So they're probably going to ask you about that. And I thought that was great. And that was one of those things that, you know, she did that early on in her career, but it's something that we definitely wanted to leave on there because that has shock value. That has something where like someone's going to read down your resume scanning and they see FBI special agent. Now they're curious. So that's awesome. If you got something like that, make sure you have that on your resume and make sure that you're familiar with everything on your resume. So that's the first thing I'm gonna do, review my resume. The second thing I'm going to do is practice. I'm going to practice interviewing. So whether it's with a friend, whether it's with yourself in the mirror, or whether it's with us, we actually have an interview prep program that you can be a part of. We offer that as a service. So if you want to interview prep with me, you can email us once again at eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com, where we will ask you some clinical research questions. Make sure you're familiar with those that are pertinent to your job. So if you're applying for study coordinator positions, we're going to ask you questions that study coordinators should know. If you're applying for clinical trial assistant positions, we're going to ask you questions that clinical trial assistants should know and that they might ask you in the interview. So you can interview prep with us. We got 30 minute up to an hour long sessions, maybe even longer if you require that, but you can email us about that. Or you can give us a call at our number 910-502-3932. So we've got that going too. But this is something that I was doing in the early days with myself in the mirror, or maybe just walking around. You've got some free time. What you can do is think about some questions, write down maybe 10 questions that they might ask you and be like, okay, how do you respond in this situation? And then you say, okay, This is how I'd respond to that, to yourself. And then you always want to bring up an example. You always want to have some examples ready. So what I do beforehand is I prepare three or four very applicable responses or examples that can kind of fit with any kind of question they ask. So maybe we'll do a different video on some examples, but you want to pick broad, juicy examples that could you could use, like, you know, name a time you experienced some adversity. If they ask you that question, you would use this example. Or if they said, name a time you had a great success. Well, you could probably fit that example in there too, because if you experienced adversity and went through it and were successful, well, you also had success at the end of that. Or, you know, say maybe they ask a question, maybe name a time where you felt down and felt like you wouldn't be able to succeed. Well, you could use that example also. So what you want to do is pick just a few broad, general, very powerful stories or examples of these things that you can incorporate, and probably you could use them when they ask multiple different questions. So that's how people do that and are able to respond and really nail the interview. So that's my second tip I would do is, first, make sure you review your resume. Second, practice with yourself. Or you can practice with a friend, or you can practice with us. I'm partial to us, but do what you can. Third thing I like to do when I am prepping for an interview is actually not as much related to the interview, but more my mindset. I like to envision / meditate / repeat to myself visions of me hearing the job offer that they're going to present to me. Visions of them calling me and giving me the job offer with the salary, with the benefits that I'm aiming to get. And what this is going to do is give you the confidence that you need to go into the interview like, hey, I got this, or hey, I can earn this, or hey, this is mine already. You don't want to go in there with overconfidence, but I feel like envisioning really kind of brings it full circle and allows you to actually vision yourself getting the position and getting the call that you want from that company or CRO or a pharma company or site, wherever you're applying. So just to summarize that again, first thing I always do is review my resume. Second thing I do is practice with a friend or practice with Elite Clinical Research or practice with myself. Then the third thing I like to do is just envision myself getting that job, getting that call, all the good things that happen after you put in the hard work. So those are my three tips for how I like to interview prep. All very important. Thank you guys for listening. As always, share this video if you're listening on YouTube. Rate us on the podcast. We're available Spotify, Anchor, Pocket Cast, you name it. And we're also on YouTube. So leave a comment down below. Email us, call me, text me if you got any questions, any follow-up to this video or any of the other videos. Take care, guys.